There's only one handout for tonight, and it's a picture, and that'll go as part of the city manager's budget presentation. That's actually a picture of what our future webpage generally will look like by structure. The background picture may change, but the structure, that's generally how it'll look. But the city manager portion starts on page 19. Actually, page 17, if you want to look at the org chart. There's no changes to city manager structure.
And excuse me, Madam Mayor.
Yes.
And we'll get to talk about that this later.
Yes, as it comes up in the, okay, in the budget.
Thank you.
That's much wondering what this was. It's laying on your desk. Don't lose it because it will come up. So city manager budget, the proposal is, it's just over 3,000 from last year. There are some increases in, for merit increases for HR and an admin assistant, and the benefits also reflect 11,000, but it's actually 4,000 when we make the budget adjustment. So there's no change there. No part-time salaries within my department. And we budgeted overtime last year. My admin assistant really doesn't use overtime. We flex her time when she comes in early or stays for a weekend. We adjust her time that way. I don't really need her more than 40 hours a week. So it's no change to her living. Her salary won't be changed. It's just not something that I feel we're going to need in the department. We've had it in the past for the executive secretary, but it's not something that we use now. Cash outs, I don't expect any cash outs from the department. Or at least not as much as we've budgeted in the past, so that's gone down a couple of thousand. Last year we discussed a trip. I would take a trip to the Association of Electrical Engineers. I'm a lifetime member of that organization. I did not go to that this year. The topics they discussed weren't something I felt relevant to the city. So I've taken it out of the budget, but I still think there's money there if something comes up. Based on most of that travels for HR requirements for CEUs. But if the engineers have topics that are relevant to the city, I may go to that again next year. I may go to that not next year, and we'll see how it goes. But just in general, travel down 1,500, and that's primarily what we put in there last year. Legal fees, I'm anticipating a lower fewer and lower legal fees. We'll see how that goes. Some of them have gone up in other departments, but overall, I don't think that Jermaine Dunnigan Owens will feel a significant impact based on how we budgeted, but we shall see. The other one for contract services. Last year we budgeted $25,000. This is where I have the discussion about this picture. We budgeted $25,000 for, instead of having a web design person, we decided to go with a contract service. And looked at a couple of different organizations. And there's one here in town that does this work, and it's Allopex by Mr. Fox is the owner of that business, and he's working with the staff. It's not going as fast as I'd like, but because of how much we're paying him, we're not paying him a whole lot. He's doing good work. It's just slow, and our webpage now has so much information on it, it's just taken a while, and things have come up with staff that's delayed it. But I suspect that we'll have this done, at least functional, by early spring. Most of the content work is well underway. The picture shows kind of the organization of the page, and it's also mobile friendly. So if you take that big picture and you squeeze it down, it also the most of the information squeezes down below, but you still get, if you're looking on your telephone, you're going to see the drop down menus instead of all the stuff there. It squeezes down so you can still pick and choose what departments you want. You can't do that now. The way the pages with the blocks are organized, it's based on analytics. The database is based on what people are going to, and so this can be dynamic. So when this snapshot was taken, those were the pages, the airport, the golf course, the library, the newsletter, and the city directory were the ones that had the most hits. So they populated to the front. I'm not sure we won't be quite that dynamic. Maybe the bottom half is dynamic, but the top half is more static. But that's the capability this page has. And then the other two pictures basically show, if you do the drop down to the city manager, that's the first level, and then you can also go to the directory that shows the city staff within the city manager. So their second phase, which we've discussed in general when we went through this development, that we want to move towards e-commerce, doing business license online, sales tax, in conjunction with our current financial systems. So with that, an eye to the future, that's why I'm still would like to keep at least 20,000 there to take this to phase two. We'll still have to do some work with Encode, which is our financial software, with First National Bank, which is our banking institution, to make sure that we're doing things right. I don't want to be the one with credit card debt. I want a third party to do that. So having the interface available within our web is something that would lend itself towards that, and we would still use third-party providers for credit card information. So that's the direction that I'm looking to go with the web page and then e-commerce in the future. So it's dropped down 5,000. I think that'll get us a start. If it looks like it's more significant than that, then I'll have to come back to council and we can have a discussion on what that looks like. But that's just for the web interface portion of it. Any questions about that and how we're looking? The other piece of this, the back door or the back end where the staff now struggles, basically there's four people on staff that manage the web page, and I'm one of them. This is much easier. It's based on a system that looks like a Word document, so my admin assistant can quickly pick up how to change stuff within the city manager's page. So the other department's the same way. It's much easier, much user-friendly for a normal person to do, as opposed to now where you almost have to have an IT degree to understand how things work. So that's the real benefit to the admin side, is it's easier to work with in the future. Moving on, next one. Yes, sir.
Just a little creative criticism here. The city seal being at an angle, I understand the text, rotating the text, but the photo should, with the horizon line of the mountain, should stay level. That's just me being picky.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think it's going to be pretty slick, you know, because I go to my mobile device all the time and go through council, and if I want to pull up where a packet is, you can't quite get there.
I know. Yeah, it's a pain. So, yeah.
Thank you.
And they're being local, and they also have a business license. They're trying to make it easier for the business person as well.
Councilman Combs.
So after the development is complete, would we still use the contractor for maintenance, or would it just be done in-house?
No, the bulk of the maintenance, which would be the back end of not actually the design work, but maintaining the domain and those things, would be with the contractor. And that's built into our IT computer services later on in the budget.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, go ahead, sir.
One more.
Sorry.
So on the second half of this project, pulling in the e-commerce into it, what's the anticipated date of completion of that to be able to pay your water bills online and that kind of stuff?
Some of that you can do now. You can pay your water bill online. What we're looking to do is take the business side of it with sales tax and business license doing that. And I don't, based on how long this project took, I think we would probably get started this year, probably get started in June, July, but it wouldn't be a complete project for a year. So we're looking to 2019 before fully functional, because it does involve so many other players besides just this contractor. And we may find that can go quickly. Some things are just a link to a third party website. So it's going to be a team effort to do this piece for e-commerce.
Okay. Further questions or comments? Okay. Go ahead, sir.
The next increase that shows is on 6037 insurance. We've seen that increase across the board. It affects me as well. I've got the office and I also have a vehicle. My vehicle insurance didn't go up as much as others, but I only have one vehicle, so that explains that piece. The next decrease is in wellness. We've budgeted $20,000 for several years. I asked you to continue it because I wanted to change the program this year at 20. I don't need 20. I probably don't need 15. $10,000 is probably an amount that would be appropriate for what we're doing with health focused, because most of the cost of this are for the incentives, gift cards, health related and physical fitness related type incentives for completing the projects. To finance another project, I know it was mentioned earlier, the community watch, that we could move this to the council to cover that if that's a desire, or push it to capital. But I think $10,000 is, I would be very comfortable with 10,000 in that budget line. I'm very comfortable with 15 now, but if you're looking for funding other projects, I think 5,000 off of that would be relatively easy. Discretionary fund, I've still got 10.
Sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm. Could we go back to insurance?
Yes.
Is that the only thing that's being paid out of that is the auto insurance on your vehicle?
For vehicle insurance?
Well, it just says insurance and you brought up just
there's, that. Right. No, there's two. Insurance is insurance for city manager related items within the building, and then vehicle insurance is a separate line below it for 500. Mm-hmm. And that's, I believe that's just my vehicle, but it's my share the way it's broken down.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Discretionary fund, it's been 10,000 since I've been here. That's for 10,000 again. I couldn't tell you a discretionary fund. I can't tell you what I'd use it for because I don't know right now. But if something comes up, then we'd use it. Miscellaneous accounts aren't good, but discretionary funds are descriptive. So it could be used for miscellaneous things. What I've used that for this year was the study that's here, the quick study that was done. It's in your packet for later tonight that Tom Healy did. That didn't cost very much, but that's where those type of things come out of. Last year, the appraisals for the church property came out of there. So it's there for just things that we don't think about that don't really fit elsewhere or come up at the last minute for a spur of the moment. So could that go away? Yes. Would I prefer to have it? Yes. But I'm not going to roll around the floor and kick and scream if you take it away. Unemployment taxes, we consolidated last year into one fund, so that's actually for the entire city to pay our unemployment taxes. Employee recognition, that's just a separate line, no increase from last year. It's for things that come up to recognize an employee, and typically they're small items. It also pays for the 10-year pens. Computer services, we did have an increase in our IT service contract of $1,200. It's gone up and down, but that is a slight increase, and right now we're very happy with the service we're getting. The other piece was the web maintenance, which Councilmember Combs asked earlier. That's really what that increase, the $5,000. So $1,200 for the big contract, but the another $3,700 or $3,800 for our web maintenance contract. We'll have to have, as we cut over, we'll have to have two web pages for 60, 90, 120 days just to make sure that the public understands that we're going to a new page. We don't cut it off. Eugene has commented, or Mr. Eugene Carl Haberman has commented in the past on how the other organizations have cut over in a very short period of time. And I agree, that's not right, having done that in other organizations. You got to give some time. And there's ways to do that with pointers. But there is a dual coverage for internet for our web pages, so that's also built into that. Lobbying services, I know we had a discussion last year. I think we've had 5,000 at one point. Mm-hmm. This last year we went to 2,000. We haven't spent it. I don't know what we'd spend it on. I don't know that we should make that a zero, but I think 1,000 is a good placeholder, and if something comes up that we want to lobby for, if there's a borough action or a state action that we want to pursue, then we can have the discussion at the council when that comes up and increases if we need to. But I think $1,000 is fine at this point. I don't see any issues looming that would cause us to spend a lot of money lobbying.
Madam Mayor.
Yes, go ahead.
So if I recall, I think when we finally settled on 1,000, it was like when council and everybody's going down to Juneau, and if we need materials to be printed up to take down for us to lobby for the city for any kind of stuff. I think that's what it was intended for, and I don't know where those supplies are being procured and billed to, or if we do kind of any of that kind of stuff down there.
This past year we did the placemats and I took it out of marketing. It was because it was so minimal. We did the artwork ourselves, and really it was the cost of reproduction, and then Justine actually laminated, so probably less than $20. And then that kind of segues into marketing. Just looking at how we've used that and how I've used it for the last 2 years, incrementally I want to take that down. We've never, at least since I've been here, we haven't spent the entire amount. So I think taking it down by 2,500 this coming year, see how that goes. It's not that I want to cut back on what we've done, but I think we've probably put more money there than we've needed to in the past. At this point, I don't know that I want to take it down anymore. We have advertising, which is for boards, meetings, and things like that. And then marketing is really where we're things that I'm trying to sell the city. So things with the legislature, whether it's we call it lobbying or marketing. Some of the advertising we do with the high school is coming out of – it's now coming out of the marketing budget, not the council grants. So the sports posters, we still support that. And that's, again, city marketing as opposed to anything else. So that's – kind of how I see taking that down a little bit. We'll look at what we've done this year. I know you made council member Best made a comment that we want to focus on marketing. We have an old plan, but it really wasn't a marketing plan. It was a design on what a brochure should look like. We started down the road with when it was our 65th anniversary. I can't even remember what we called it last year. We still have the decals. But we kind of tied a lot of events to our birthday last year. This year really is kind of odd year. It wasn't a birthday year. Have some kind of focus for 2018 that we can rally around. Alaska at Best is great, and we always use that, but having something for that particular year to rally around. And maybe it's with a gateway to Hatcher Pass now they've gotten $500,000 to build the ski area. And we've already contributed to the Hatcher Pass Avalanche folks. We've got some running groups that are coming in. I've talked to the bicycle or the bike folks at the end of the street with the Palmer Bike and Brew Basket, and that idea is kind of taken off with our two local breweries. So tying something together along those lines for marketing Palmer, it's a great place to visit. It's a gateway to Hatchers. I'm open to all kinds of ideas, but having a focus for our marketing plan on Palmer, I think that's where we get more bang for our buck, as opposed to just, okay, here's some money for advertising here. Here's a newspaper column that we advertise our city services. I think having something to rally around is going to be more beneficial than just what we're doing now. So, again, $2,500 less, I think we'd be fine with that marketing scheme and not need any more. But if you want to put more there and with a focus on something, then it's something we could support with the staff we currently have.
Madam Mayor.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
No, if you had something.
No, go ahead, sir.
So airport and golf course entities that have their own budget space, do they have marketing? I looked at the golf course real quick, and the golf course doesn't have a marketing budget, but I know they do market.
That's part of his contract, so okay. It's not a separate line for the city. So he's part of his contract is to market the golf course. Mm-hmm. And he does pretty good. He does a lot on his own. There's things we've done together, and really it's where I've asked him to contribute. So he takes it out of his marketing budget to donate to things like the miners. He does stuff with the miners on his own, but for City Day, he contributed golf course passes, and so the city, we didn't have to pay him for those. He contributed those as part of the golf course, came out of his budget. But the airport doesn't have a marketing, separate marketing, so...
Go ahead, sir.
So if we start marketing out the airport, would that be appropriate to have a line in there in marketing to move some funds here to there, or do we want all marketing to be done through the administration other than the golf course, contractual services?
The official way that we probably are supposed to do the airport, anything with the airport should be under the Airport Enterprise Fund. Mm-hmm. We don't have a marketing line. I don't know that it would be inappropriate for the city to market the golf course and the airport as part of the city and charge them. It's something we could look at doing.
And it's nothing that I'm not worried about an issue. Maybe mid-year we can come through with an amendment where once you determine how you want to put that marketing money into particular pots that we can have an adjustment and have it, you know, appropriately put that way, you know, so we can leave the $2,500 where it is right now, and then later on mid-season or something like that, when you have a better idea of how much you would want and kind of which areas you'd like to have it in.
Okay. Last year, I know you did the card, you know, with all of the council people on. Are you redoing that?
We are, yep.
Okay.
We have a draft, but it'll be ready by January with a 2018 on it.
Okay, okay. Because the December 13th is when I speak at the chamber, so I was wondering if
okay.
we'd have them by that
time. We have some by then.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? No? Okay.
So that's it for the city manager's office, unless there's any other questions on how I've accounted for how I plan to spend next year.
Guess not, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, next up is finance. Just a quick note on the org chart on page 23. We used to have a part-time position that we didn't fill this past year, and based on organization and what we're doing, some of that because it's online, we felt that we could drop the part-time position altogether, and you'll see that reflected in the part-time salaries page on page 25. So other than that, there's no change in the organization. So on page 25, when we look at the budget, you see decrease, again, because of personnel turnover, senior director, and I don't want to say that a junior director, but a new director who will at some point in time have the same salary as our past director. So
you didn't get up and walk out. Sorry, I think you're safe.
So both two new positions, and that's the nature of our pay chart, is when you work your way up to the top and then you retire and the next person starts and you work your way up again through merit increases. So that's really what that's from. It's not from a structure change. It's just part of the life cycle of our pay plan. Again, health insurance increase isn't as much. Again, that will be about $4,000 instead of $11,000 increase. The part-time salary, you see that's reflected as a zero. So that's a significant drop there. The rest of it's flat. Of course, insurance goes up across all the other boards. And then the office equipment increase about $4,000 from last year as we're not reconfiguring, but some of the materials, some of the cabinets aren't sufficing, so we'll upgrade there, as well as a couple of the desks that have been, we'll look at replacing. And then computer services, again, relatively flat. That's just a slight increase. That doesn't have anything to do with the web page or ENCODE. It's just a slight increase on what we expect to spend on computer services in that department. So again, relatively flat, with the exception of office equipment, and that varies from year to year. So unless there's questions on finance.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
The last one is City Hall. Again, pretty flat. The one increase that's shown there is increase in internet service. And this year we actually got fiber to this building, but we haven't been able to fully utilize it because of our outlying areas still have copper wire. That's changed. Almost all our buildings now have fiber. They're in the process of being hooked up. So in order to be fully utilize the fiber that goes to our outlying areas, we're going to a different plan across the city. But the biggest impact is here in City Hall is we're going to a higher plan because this will be the hub. We're going to consolidate most of our server services here, with the exception of the police department. But still, the communication with our phone system required a lot more bandwidth, and we forgot, so we don't have a digital. It's not like we're talking to robots when we're talking. So the increase to that plan is what's reflected here. It's about $1,200 for the year. And some of the other departments had some increases. Police department, I believe, had a decrease. So overall, I think our plan, really overall, the plan only increased by about $1,200. But the service we're going to get from MTA is actually pretty incredible. We're going with a 1 gig service that will fully utilize the capability they can provide to us. So that'll be a good thing. It also allows us to consolidate hardware servers. We'll have some free server space, which will allow us to explore different options with the records management system that we talked about previously. So it's we're moving towards the future, and I think it's going to pay off in the long run in how we manage our IT stuff. Alaska Connect, it's not part of their contract for design work. They've got an hourly rate for it, and they've helped us with concept. This part of the consolidation, they're actually not charging us for the engineering work. So all that work that goes into it, because of the relationship we have and they have with MTA, it's I don't want to say it's for free because there was some hardware upgrades that we had to do, but the actual partnership that we had, that they have and we have, is going to pay off for us in the long run. And non-departmental, it reflects the $489,000. That's $352,000 for our capital, our 10% capital push to from the general fund, and it also includes $137,000 from the airport. The big difference, what we see from this year to last year, was again just the increase that we had available at the end of December or beginning of December when, again, insurance, the rates went down from what we projected. So that $345,000 difference, what that really was Fund 10. We had put $50,000 into Fund 10 last year. We had an additional $15,000 into Fund 08, another $85,000 into Fund 09, and then our airport matching was $225,000. Mid-year, we did the $1 million loan to the water sewer. So that's reflected. When you look at the budget chart on page 29, on the year-to-date actual, you see it's $1.7 million. That's the $1 million that we loaned to water sewer. I didn't include the $1 million to have an apples-to-apples comparison. So when you see $345,000, if you add the million to it, then it'll line up with the other page. But I want to make sure that we didn't have this big bulge of, we're off by $1.3 million from last year. What are we doing? Well, it's really, right now, $345,000. If you all decide to allocate the $270,000 I think we're at right now with the increase in revenue for the police, the MTA center, and the insurance, then the potential for this to go up by $270,000, if you allocate it all, will still give us a budget reserve of less than $100,000. But so that's out there. But that's what those numbers mean. And that's it for tonight.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, sir.
I was trying to remember, did we do an audit, power audit and heat on us maybe a couple, 3-4 years ago or something? Memory serves me.
I have one for the library. I don't know if we've done one for the entire city. And looking at it, some of the recommendations weren't. It was a salesman, I think.
Mm-hmm. Go through the place and make sure we're LEDs, everything, and see if we can save a few bucks.
Oh, doing like
an energy audit. Energy,
yeah, Alaska Housing and Finance has got a program to do commercial audits, but government entities aren't eligible for that program. We could find somebody to come do an audit, and it would be worthwhile. To some degree, again, the library and the MCA Event Center are probably our two biggest buildings that use power. Public Works, the maintenance facility, would be next. City Hall, there's things we could do here, but I don't know the bang for our buck, how much we would get back on a return quickly. But again, this one does use a lot of power because of the downstairs, and not so much the lights in here. Police Department, they would be, the entire building with the troopers and all that, we'd probably see some savings there, but I'm not sure how significant that would be. But the library and the MTA Event Center, I think, would be worth having somebody come in, especially MTA Event Center, because of the big compressors that use a lot of power on startup. We've got the contractor I talked about has given us some ideas on how to better utilize those. But just the overall, and he could probably do for the whole building that we asked him, how it's lit, how it's heated, how we run our humidifiers.
You might want to look back in the records because, man, something is just in the back of my head. Like, I want to say that we had a presentation, I did an audit, did a presentation, and that they were like a financing option kind of thing that they had, even that they could save us X number of dollars for so many years, and they financed the upgrades.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think the data might be out there, at least for a few years back. But just to start, just kind of take a peek at it.
I'll take another look. I did find the one in the library. It's sitting on my desk.
I think this presentation was just like at a regular meeting, wasn't it? I don't know that was it during the budget time? What can you remember?
Madam
Mayor. What do you remember? No? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We did have one done, and they evaluated specifically. I mean, a big part of that was the ice rink and the electrical costs and power costs over there. But it was basically, I think, through a proprietary, it was through a control company, and there was some reluctance and pushback because it was kind of a proprietary. Mm-hmm.
There might be some
but it exists.
There. Yeah.
Okay. And was it just at a general meeting? Can you remember?
Yeah. It was like a presentation, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So was it something we requested, or did we just have somebody call and ask to be put on the agenda and they presented to us, or was it something we initiated?
I want to say might have been a little bit of both, that we were looking to try to save some money on the upcoming budget. This was in like mid-year, June, something like that.
Okay.
The manager at the time had set it up, and they came out and audited us, did a power audit and whatnot, and then they had some suggestions. Like I said, they were kind of a whole package deal with financing and everything. So
you use us, and yeah.
They'll save you X number of dollars over 10 years kind of thing, but there might be some good info in there.
Yeah.
I worked with Johnson Controls in the past and Siemens. I don't know their reps up here, but I could reach out and see what they've got. My work with Johnson Controls, it wasn't proprietary, although they have a proprietary wing, and I would venture to guess that might have been who was up here.
Well, I think the whole thing was initiated by the grant program through the state, and they weren't going to do specifically the ice rink because, as you say, public facilities, certain public facilities, because everybody was putting in for their ice rinks to get upgraded, and so they eliminated ice rinks from them, but they did do an evaluation of the city. So I think it was through the state, though. I mean, that's who funded this organization. And it was one of those organizations you mentioned. So.
Okay.
We moved the pay plan. We didn't add.
It might even get through the fee schedule, because that's where you said we had the changes, right?
There's some changes in fees.
Yeah.
It might be a little bumpy with the fee schedule because I haven't prepared for it, but it's.
Oh.
But we still can go through it. I mean, there aren't that many significant changes.
Okay.
So pay plan is on page 165.
Okay.
So moving down from level 1 to 2, the first change that we discussed in the budget part was the seasonal arena specialist and seasonal groundskeeper foreman. So they're broken out into two separate positions as seasonal instead of full-time, if that goes through. Solid waste collector is also one of the additional seasonal positions we talked about.
What level is that,
That's
sir?
A level 6.
Six.
Oh,
okay. All right. Great. I see that. All right.
The other change is the human resource manager instead of specialist. There's been discussion on what manager really is. Is it you have to manage people or do you manage programs?
Oh, there. Okay. 11.
Level 11. So my recommendation is, and it doesn't change the dollar amount, doesn't change her position, but it does give her a title to really more what she does. She manages our HR program. She manages our risk management program. So I believe, because I call her my HR manager, that we should reflect that in the title. Mm-hmm. So that's, again, doesn't change the dollar amounts. And it's just a title. And also for when it comes time to recruit, it helps with the recruiting.
Okay.
So those are the only changes to the actual pay plan itself.
Okay. Any questions for me, the council, on the pay plan? Okay. Well, let's go ahead and...
The fee schedule.
The fee schedule.
Yep.
So that solid waste collector, that was just a seasonal position on 6?
Microphone, sir, please. Level 6.
The solid waste collector.
I'm sorry, that's the full-time position. That's not a change.
I was going to say... Because on other ones, we had seasonal in their title.
Yep.
So seasonal groundskeeper was 2.
Right.
Correct.
And
I just want clarification.
Yeah, and then the, yeah, touched 5-2 a little bit, but it was there. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions on, yes, question. Councilman Hansen?
So, accounting technician too, is that a, like a, does it require a degree?
No, it's based on experience.
And how much is the experience off the top of your head?
I don't know. We generally don't, the one in the past, we haven't always hired right at level 2. They've worked similar, worked up to that position. I believe the last sales tax position is an accounting 2. We hired based on experience. And our, I believe our sales tax position was, we hired a level 2 based on experience. So it's based on experience. There's very few of our positions at that level require degrees. If they have a degree, that just shows that builds towards a, if there's a 1 or 2, it builds towards that position.
So,
go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have another question.
Okay.
So, equipment operator, mechanic 2, are those journeymen? Are those guys with love with 5 years of experience?
The mechanic position we changed last year to add a mechanic. We didn't call him mechanic 1, so that was
higher. Mechanic 1 or 2?
2.
Okay.
Yes.
Are those journeymen?
The mechanic 2 would be.
And so their value is less than a accounting clerk 2?
I don't know that anybody's value is less in the city. It's based on the position they have and the experience they have.
Kind of value people by...
You can put a dollar how much they paid and what their skills are. Our whole pay plan is based like that. Same thing for me. You pay me a dollar amount and other cities pay more and other cities pay less. So it's based on the job description, how it's written, and the skills that we require, and how much, if they're dealing with money, how much money they deal with on a piece of equipment, the skills required to drive that.
Further questions? It's a level 7, the support services specialist. Where is that position located? Right,
that's in our fire department. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other questions from council? You want a minute to review it, or you ready to move on to the fee schedule? Okay, I hear Paige is rustling, so I guess we're ready to go with fee.
195 is the start after the table of contents.
Ones we've already
dealt with. The large aircraft, which is below in black, we dealt with in November. November became effective November 1st because we were so far from other airports, and really we're charging our large aircraft in the past the same fee for our small aircraft. What we've done, what we're requesting now is to have a, in addition to our, what we've had is a per day fee and a quarterly and annually fee, is to add a monthly fee. So that will help when somebody comes in at a mid-quarter, they can rent for a month, and then they can rent for the quarter, because we do it bi-quarterly. Not, I want to pay for 3 months. It's first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. So if they come in 1 month and third quarter, they can pay 1 month. And it gives the option of paying monthly. So that's why we're asking to have that added. And it's also to align it with some of our tie-down spaces. So apron A and B, they're generally the same size, so the fee's about the same, but the apron C has potential. It is a bigger spot, so identifying those spots with a higher fee. The next change, unless there's any questions on that.
Can I stop you? Yeah, before. On the animal control fees, what do we anticipate from the borough for... like the impound fee. Here is the impound fee for $30. Is that what the borough's charging us if we take an animal out there, or is that separate to the owner?
No, that's separate to the owner.
Okay.
So, and I don't know if we even, might be a question for Lance, I've never lived here. I don't know that we actually impound ourselves.
We do.
I do. Okay.
But not for long term.
No, it's usually accompanied with a citation.
Okay, so there's a citation fee plus the $30 that's listed here?
Well, I'm not sure how the $30 is collected now. Typically, it's just a citation that they either contest or pay the court.
So. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think this is a holdover that
so
we've just never...
Some to investigate,
yes.
I guess, for future questions. Okay. All right.
Madam Mayor?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead,
as I recall, it's subject to confirmation. I think we have an agreement with the court system to collect fines and fees and then remit them back to the city. I talked to the finance director about that.
Yes. It's all done electronically now. We have to provide them the fee schedule, and they do their. They have it handy.
So they should have this figured in then.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll check.
I was thinking for the fines and fees, don't we just get like a check or something? I mean, does it actually list like what tickets and?
Well, there are kind of a due process in court for a citation. So they
right.
Either contest it or pay it or however they'd like to proceed with the court. And then the fees are collected through the court. And as the city matters have referred back to us. So
right.
75, 150, and 300 based on the number of offenses.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't recall us having collected a separate $30
amount. Yeah, okay. All right. So I was, I don't know what we get now. What do we get now when we get a check from the courthouse? I mean, it's just lump fee. I mean, it doesn't say, okay, this was for animal, this was for traffic, whatever. Do we have a breakdown?
It's by citation.
It's by citation. Okay. All right. It's not worth, spending hours trying to figure out citations.
Well, if it's something we don't ever use, and it's not ever going to be, and if we're not going to use it, then we can delete it. This is separate from the piece with the borough. If we pick up a dog in the street, it takes it over there, the borough handles it with the owner. So this would be separate from that portion.
So separate. Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Any further questions on page 195, or are we ready to move on?
I just have a quick question on the report. So when you are these rates here in the red here with for the tie down fees, are those so currently it's 30, right?
No, we don't have a monthly rate right now. So currently it's $5 per day, which doesn't change.
What is it
quarterly is 75. The old quarterly was 75, and we're requesting that be raised to 85.
And they're all 75.
Yep.
So you're going from 75 to 145.
On the larger spots, yes.
Have you notified these individuals? Because the apron C is on the north end, right?
Yes.
The farthest public north one? So you have like 20 people over there?
And there'll be an option to either move to or the other tie-down space or stay there.
$70 increase. $280 for the year.
Yes.
I guess we're ready to move on then, sir, for the other change. Are all the changes in red?
Our changes
so we
in
just
red.
Look for red. Okay.
So the next page is the community center on page 198.
Okay.
And that's a 10% increase. There's been some discussion. I've heard some discussion potentially to adding a retail type fee for the depot. That's not reflected here. I'm not sure how we would... If we did that tonight, I'm not sure how we would administer that just yet, but that's something for consideration, if that's even something that wants to be considered. If there's a fee for somebody that's doing like the Monday market because their retail establishment as opposed to a nonprofit, I don't have a recommendation either way, although it's been suggested that maybe we consider something like that. So that's not part of this. This is just a 10% increase on the on our current rate. And some folks have already seen this, come in, they heard we're raising the rates, and when they say, oh, okay, it's just $20, okay. We thought you were going to raise it $100. Probably need to.
That's what I was going to say.
And probably wouldn't scare too many people away, but the it's the lowest rate in town, and it's, I think, 10% is going to help us a little bit, but I don't know if we need to go much higher than that at this point.
Councilman Carrington.
With the depot, I guess I'm wondering, do we have a clue as to how much, like, sales tax comes in from some of the retail events?
No, not really, because most of those have the transient or the temporary. Some have longer ones. So it would be a good drill to figure out, okay, how many of these people were just here for one Monday. Same thing for Friday flings. We have a general feel because they're here for 3 months, what that does. But the depot piece, it would almost be a full-time job for somebody to keep track of that. Because it's not always the same. It's not always the same organizations that are in there. It's going to be more and more umbrella organizations is becoming more stable. There's two or three that routinely go in there and set up with other vendors. But to figure out how much, at this point, no, it's we'd like to know. It hasn't been worth the buck.
Let me just ask the council, do you want to go ahead and adjourn and have a break and then deal with this next time? Okay. I see there are some more red, but like the water and sewer, those things have already been decided, right?
Yep. Yeah. That reflects the increases in our revenue for those organizations.
Okay. Did anybody have any questions before we come out of the committee on the whole? Okay, can I have a motion then for us to come out of the committee on the whole?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilman Fuller and seconded by Councilwoman Combs that we come out of the committee on the whole. Questions, comments, amendments by the council? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, say no. The motion is passed. Madam Clerk, a record of items placed on the table.
We have the sample Future City website document.
Okay. Council comments? Councilman Carrington? Adjourn? Okay. Meeting's adjourned.